None but the hungry heart. 10:23. Hidden within, manifested without. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Psalm 92, verse 13. Defeat reveals the flesh. Testing reveals the Father. The inward exercise of Romans 7 and the testing of the wilderness serve the purpose of teaching us what sin in the flesh is and what is in our hearts. While such special discipline of the Father, as Paul's thorn in the flesh, is rather to protect us from the unalterable tendencies of the flesh. The latter is always needed and goes on in one form or other to the end of our course here. We belong to another sphere altogether. We have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God. We are like a tree that has its roots in heaven and its branches down here. No doubt our branches are fretted and ripped by the atmosphere here, but nothing can touch the roots up there. Planted inside, they flourish outside. No one can question the right of the Father and the Son to have and to hold the sheep. And if we see what it has cost them to secure us, it cannot fail to give us the most blessed assurance. Much yet may have to be done for us. We shall need support, preservation, discipline. If we are left here a little longer, we shall need the grace, mercy, and forbearance of the Father in a thousand ways, but all that will be needed in the future to keep us from ourselves is small compared with the stupendous cost at which divine love forever secured us. There is more in the Lord Jesus, in the Father, in the Spirit, in heaven, to give us rest and peace and joy, than in the whole universe to disquiet, trouble or grievous. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8, verse 17.